Hello and welcome back to the Mining Stock Daily with me, Paul Harris. Today we're talking about gold exploration in Canada, and I'm joined by Mark Ashcroft, President and CEO of Aurelius Minerals. Good afternoon, Mark. How are you?
I'm great, Paul. How are you, man?
I am very well, thank you. Imagine you're having a very good day. You put out a maiden resource estimate for your Aurelius East Gold Project in Nova Scotia in Canada today. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, we're really happy about it. You know, we acquired this asset at the end of February 2020, just as COVID kicked in. We managed to assemble a team, put in a program, and we started drilling here in September of 2020. And in that, you know, past 21 months, we've done 22,000 meters of drilling. We've done channel sampling in the underground excavation. And, you know, today we put a combined indicated resource of 163,000 ounces. And a combined inferred mineral resource of 388,000 ounces. So we're really happy. It really shows that we understand the geology, the geometry, and it's a great starting place to move this forward and really build these ounces.
Excellent. So that's a combined resource of more than 500,000 ounces, and that's open pitable and underground as well, correct?
That's it. It was pit constrained and underground constrained, and then beyond this and our other. Our other three assets, we have, 78,000 indicated and 325,000 inferred. So, we've got almost 1 million ounces in the province of Nova Scotia alone.
I mean, that's pretty impressive, isn't it? What about grade? How did the new resource today stack up on grade?
Well, the indicated resource in the that was pit constrained, so the surface stuff was 650,000 tons at 3.7 grams per ton. So, I mean, that's a really nice grade for an open pit operation. And then the inferred about 2.6 million tons at 1.79 grams per ton. And what it demonstrates to us is that as you drill, you actually increase you tend to increase the grade with drill density. And then, because our underground indicated 332,000 tons at 7.94 grams per ton, really, that's a really solid grade. That's about 85,000 ounces total. But then, our inferred is about 1.6 million tons at 4.6 grams per ton. And again, I think as we see, increased density of drilling, we'll see that enhanced.
Well, thank you. I mean, that's a pretty good grade, as you say, for open pitable material. Now, this is a maiden resource, so presumably you've got a lot more drilling coming, or you're planning a lot more drilling. The drilling to date is down to a maximum, or is less than 500 meters depth. So it sounds like you've got a lot more drilling to do, and you can continue to sort of build and expand on this resource. So what's the plan going forward?
Well, it's twofold. One, you're right. The majority of the drilling sort of limits out at about 500 meters of depth. We do have one deep hole that went to 900 meters from surface, and we encountered mineralization down to that depth, which really helps us, to understand that we've not actually delineated this ore body. It's open on strike, it's open at depth, and it's open in width. But I mean, what our next focus will be based on the imagery that we're able to produce with this wireframe is we're going to tie this in with some of the channel sampling work we've done. And I talked to Trevor about that previously and some of your listeners. We actually have this luxury of this infrastructure, this underground, these underground workings, 2,500 meters worth. So, we're able to build this resource from the inside out. I joke, it's like Jonah in the belly of the whale looking up and he can see the rib cage. Well, that's what we're able to do. So, we channel sampled and we got to see some real excellent continuity in particular saddles. And what we want to do is convert that into, an upcoming resource, but really to help us focus drilling on higher grade saddles where we can, around our existing infrastructure. So we can really sort of move that forward. And then additionally, from the surface perspective, we want to drill along strike and we want to drill to the south and north of us to really define these limbs, because I think that's a real opportunity to build volume here.
So, okay, in order to do that, what sort of drilling program are you sort of planning to sort of follow up there? How many meters and what sort of time span are we looking at?
Yeah, I mean, we did 22,000 meters in, over about an 18-month period. If we sort of did that same sort of number, I think that would get us, what we wanted. I mean, we've produced this, if you take a look at this 550,000 ounce resource that we announced today, I mean, we're about, it cost us about $7 million. So, I mean, our cost of discovery Canadian is about $12 an ounce, which I think is really, really good considering, you know, the infrastructure and some of the constraints we had doing this in the COVID. And I think going forward, that number will, you know, will come down. So, you know, 20,000 meters would be, you know, $5-6 million. You know, it's all based on the treasury. We can do that, you know, in smaller segments, depending on what the markets allow us to raise. And so we'll, you know, we'll certainly keep that under consideration.
Thank you, Mark. Let's talk a little bit about the markets now. We speak with a lot of juniors, of course, and, you know, the impression we get is that the financing, the market is very difficult for junior explorers at the moment. It's very difficult to raise financing. It's difficult to get traction, even when you're putting out good results. What's your experience of the markets, and what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, listen, these are very difficult markets. You know, I think I spoke to it a little earlier. We don't have the, you know, what I call the old school retail resource investor that we had in years past. I mean, there's a lot of product now available for people to do outside of the junior resource sector, which was very speculative, but people, you know, spent a lot of time understanding it. And now we see, you know, I call it the sort of Snapchat mentality, like, you know, 6 seconds of interest and then you're done. And so, you know, with other products like cryptos and the like, we don't see that same traditional buyer. And, you know, even the retail brokers, I mean, a lot of them aren't behaving in the same way they used to. Various things, you know, compliance departments restricting what they can do. So it's tough. It's difficult. We're fortunate we have good institutional support, but you know, we really do. We really are working on our you know, our retail presence, and I think, you know, I think that's one of our you know, one of my continued goals is to continue to do these. I love doing this particular podcast, Trevor, and you have a great reach and it's a great product, and these listeners, you know, do take this to heart. So, you know, all I can say is, like, visit the website if you want to talk to management. We're always available, but I think, you know, the one thing we've done is we've delivered on what we said we were going to do.
Okay, thank you, Mark. Okay, let's look forward a little bit. So what are going to be the sort of key milestones for Aurelius and Aureus East over the next sort of 6 to 12 months?
Yeah, I mean, I think what we've got to do here is we've got to look, you know, we've got to take a look. This is, to be blunt, the resource was bigger and better than I expected. I was sort of thinking 400-ish thousand ounces would be a good number for us to, you know, just at least demonstrate, you know, what we've got. And so this is really, you know, this is really quite favorable. And I think in saying that, the entire mineral system has just been, we've recalibrated everything that's going on there. So I think this is much bigger than what we ever thought it could be. I mean, our initial target was to get to, you know, we thought maybe there'd be, you know, 750 tops, about 1 million ounces. I think that this was before we started. I think certainly there's the potential for, you know, 2-3 million ounces on the property. And so, you know, our milestones are to, you know, to continue drilling in a phase 3 program. We don't have to lay it all out at once. We can do it in modules. So phase, you know, it'll be phase 3, module 1, module 2. As you know, we just talked about how tough these markets are for financing. So, you know, we're not going to, you know, we're not going to do a big splash if we can't. We'll, you know, we'll do it incrementally, and you know, in doing so, we'll see how far we can get along and look at, you know, start looking at extraction scenarios. You know, what's best. But I do think that this thing is bigger than we expected, and you know, very favorably so.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like there's a lot more to come from Aureus East and Aurelius Minerals. Aurelius Minerals trades on the TSXV under AUL and on the OTCQB under AURQF. Mark Ashcroft, President and CEO, thank you very much for joining us this afternoon.
Well, the pleasure's all mine.
And that's all from me, Paul Harris. Join us for more from Mining Stock Daily soon.